and welcome once again to the Oklahoma Today podcast, where we are bringing you all the best of Oklahoma. This week, we've gathered editors Nate, Carly, Megan, and Greg, that's me, around the microphones for an interview with Tina Hanna, the executive director of South Central Industries, to talk about the special needs food trailer in Shawnee. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about South Central Industries to begin with.
Absolutely. So South Central Industries is a nonprofit located in the beautiful city of Shawnee, Oklahoma. We actually have been here since 1981. We provide vocational training to individuals with developmental disabilities. So anything from Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism. We have some clients that are blind, some that are deaf, and we have job coaches that work with them to find out what is their passion, what have they always wanted to be when they grow up, and then we match them with work opportunities and help provide them with daily living skills training, job training, so that they can be successful in obtaining those dreams. We also have some group homes, and we provide residential services to that same population.
Okay. And so one of your projects now is the special needs food trailer, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So tell me how this all came about. We've got a story in our magazine. Anybody who wants to can also read it on the website, but we wanted to kind of dig a little deeper.
Great. What kind of what we do is when we have, we call them PEEPS, P-E-E-P-S, People Experiencing Exceptional Purpose. So when we have a PEEP that comes to join South Central, we ask them, what do you want to do? What is your dream job? And we started noticing that we had so many of our peeps that wanted to work in the food industry. They really wanted to work at McDonald's. They really wanted to work at Brahms. They really wanted to be in some of these establishments. But when we would take them to apply, they were competing against high school students. Shawnee has a college here in our town, so they were competing against the college students. And they really didn't have any experience in the food realm. And so after a few times of not really getting the job that they had hoped for, we thought, you know what? What if we created that experience for them? What if we did something that would give them the experience that they could put on a resume, that they could talk to some of these restaurant establishments about, and go out into the community and actually integrate and get to know their neighbors and really have fun, learn some skills, and just be a blessing to everyone that they serve. So that's kind of how it came about. The name in and of itself is a different story. Do you want me to talk about that?
Yes, please.
Yeah? Okay, wonderful. So we actually partner with a wonderful restaurant here in Shawnee called The Lunchbox. So after we purchased this food truck, it did not take us long to realize we don't know what to do with a food truck. We got it, but what do you do with it? And so what we ended up doing is reaching out to a restaurant that was already partnering with South Central. They were already employing some of our peeps to go work in their restaurant and clean some tables and do some things like that. So we quickly reached out to them and said, can we partner with you? We loved their menu. Everybody in town loves their menu. It's a sandwich-based restaurant, and so they serve many different kinds of specialty sandwiches, soups, and salads, and we felt like that would be a great fit for our food truck because we didn't really want to have the fryers and everything that could really cause injury. Once we decided on that partnership, then the name kind of came to us because the sandwiches are made from bread products you need, and the clients that we serve have special needs. And so we kind of married those two together and came up with Special Needs, spelled K-N-E-A-D-S, and Treats. So that's kind of how all of that came about.
The menu is pretty small, but you guys are kind of working on ways to expand that and customize things for customers, right?
Absolutely. So one thing that we heard quickly was people wanted walking tacos. And so even though that is not a sandwich bread-based product, we wanted to do something that one was easy and able for our clients to help assemble those. And so they were able to add the walking taco to our menu. And then we've also been requested to be at some pretty large events. We've been to sporting events, we've been to concerts, we've been to golf tournaments, and we needed things that we could assemble quickly that would taste good, that people kind of were interested in getting. So we added the pulled pork sandwiches. We added kind of a walking s'mores. So it's an ice cream cone that you put the marshmallows and the chocolate and you toast the marshmallows and you serve it in the cone. So you can actually walk and eat that. That's been very popular. We did caramel apple nachos, which sliced apples drizzled with caramel and sprinkled with chocolate chips. So I may need to pause. I'm getting hungry right now about this. So we're absolutely open to adding different products. And when people book us, if they tell us that they're looking for a certain kind of menu, then we can certainly adapt and accommodate that.
So as far as your clients go, is there a certain amount of time that they can work at the trailer before they transition onto something else, or can they pretty much work there for as long as they would like to?
So that's kind of what we do, is we have about 15 different type of work opportunities here at South Central. And so it is an everyday come to work. And some days they feel like being a food truck entrepreneur. Some days they feel like helping our city out with city beautification and making sure that our parks are pretty. Some days they really want to jump in a semi truck and drive to Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and see their friends that they've met down there. So they take our deliveries of toilet paper and paper towels and trash can liners all the way down to Broken Bow, all the way out to Guymon. So it's basically, I love this question. It is, what do you want to be today? And they get to come in and tell us, this is what I feel like I want to do. And I just imagine, what kind of world would that be if all of us could do that?
No kidding.
Would be wonderful. I would be a rock star today, I think.
Well, have you had anybody who's moved on to another job yet at one of their other dream restaurants?
So not from the restaurant viewpoint, because we just actually started this. We were getting ready to launch last March. And if anybody remembers what started happening last March with the pandemic, it kind of put a hold on our plans. We weren't actually able to launch until the end of April. And what happened was one of our local golf courses finally was able to open up to have golfers come back, but they weren't able to open their kitchen yet. So they wanted to have some food options for them. So we were able to go out to the golf course, and that was kind of our soft opening and where we got our feet wet. And so it's really only been since May that we've really had the food truck out and about. But now some of the other type of work opportunities that we offer, we have had clients that have become successful and moved on to other work opportunities. We had one young lady that was very proficient on the forklift, which is something I cannot do, but she was amazing on the forklift. And so after about a year of working here, she transitioned and went on to work for a little warehouse here in town. So we're super proud of that.
That's awesome. So do you, the South Central, typically serve clients just in the Shawnee area, or is it clients throughout Oklahoma?
It's really throughout the state. And so we do have a large segment that are homegrown. They're from Shawnee. They went to school at Shawnee. They went to school at Bethel, Tecumseh, around here. Once they graduate, now families are finding a place where they can still find work opportunities and stuff. So they come to us at that point. But because we have these residential facilities, these group homes, we have connections across the entire state and sometimes even outside of our state of people reaching out to us and saying, I'd like to have my loved one come and live in your group home. And then once they start living in our group home, then they transition and they work for us as well.
So if someone wanted to hire the special needs food trailer, how would they contact you? How would they get a hold of you to book it?
Absolutely. Thank you. So they can go to our website, which is www.southcentralindustriesinc.com. inc.com. We tried to make it as difficult as possible. they can call our phone number 405-275-3851. Again, that's 405-275-3851. But if you go on our website, there's a tab that says food truck. You click on it and it pulls up a booking calendar. So you can book directly from there. You can also look to see what locations we're going to be at. So if you don't necessarily want to have it come to your place, or you don't have a place for it to come to, but you would like to get some food from our food truck, then you could see where we were going to be on any given day.
That's really great. Tina, thank you so much.
I think we need to take a road trip to Shawnee to try this out. It just sounds
absolutely really
good.
Absolutely, yes. I vote yes.
We'll be walking with tacos in no time. Actually, I'll be honest, the caramel apple nachos. Well, Tina, thank you so much for taking some time with us. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me. And seriously, we'd love to have you come out to Shawnee, and would love for everybody to give us a call and give us a chance.
Will do. All right. Bye.
Thank you all.
Could your fuzzy bunny slippers use a break? Trade them for your shoes and kick up those happy feet during an evening at the Cement Opry. On Saturday, February 6th, for only $5 per ticket, you'll be treated to a live show jam-packed with all the country, cool, and bluegrass music your ears can handle. For more details, visit cementcommunityassociation.com.
If the event name Ancient Trail Trek makes you picture a bunch of mummies and wheelchairs being carted down a dusty path by scarabs, you are not alone. I pictured that too. However, this event is intended for the nimbles among us. Located at the magnificent Keystone Ancient Forest in Sand Springs, runners and walkers can compete in 5, 10, or 15Ks to raise money to benefit this cross timber forest bordering Keystone Lake with trees dating back to more than 500 years old. For more information, visit runsignup.com/race/events/OK/Sand Springs/Ancient Trail Trek.
That was quite a slasher, Megan.
That was the most
//.
The most direct website I could find.
Wow. All right. So in our last, maybe last year, a cool story about the Okmulgee Roy LeBlanc Invitational Rodeo and the very cool tradition of Black Cowboys and Black Roundup Clubs. And now the Oklahoma Historical Society is offering us all a chance to learn much more about Black Cowboys in Oklahoma at the third annual Oklahoma African American Film Festival titled Blacks on the Oklahoma Frontier, Lawmen, Outlaws, Cowboys, Cowgirls, and Rodeos, and available free and online so everyone can safely watch excellent films like Join the Trail Ride, which was produced by Carolyn Ross, who is the instructor, or who is an instructor of communications at Langston University. This film follows the story of Luchess Warrior and the Shakota Rough Riders. Another film will be Ballad of Bass Reeves, written and performed by OHS board member Dr. Harold Aldridge Jr. and filmed by Bare Bones Filmworks from Muskogee. For more information, visit okhistory.org/event/cowboy/go-to-this-event/film-festival/... No, just okhistory.org.
All right. Fun fact, Sports Illustrated writer Steve Rushen made some terrible jokes about women's basketball, was called out by famous women's basketball player Rebecca Lobo, and ended up marrying said basketball player. That in mind, I contacted both the University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University in advance of the Cowgirls versus Sooners game in Stillwater on February 6th at 7 p.m., and they assured me that none of the extremely talented women on either team takes kindly to misogyny of any sort. So, if you're looking to bag a very tall, very athletic girlfriend, it's best to go to the game, sincerely cheer your heart out, and hope they notice you from the stands. Tickets are available starting at $5 via Ticketmaster.com, or you can watch the game from home, but good luck meeting basketball players, on ESPN+. All right, guys. Thank you once again for downloading our podcast and letting us into your ear holes. We love you. Why not tell a friend about the podcast? If you have any actual answers why you won't tell a friend about the podcast, please send those to oktpod@travelok.com for verification. It sure would be nice if you did. Same for subscribing to our magazine at subscribe.oklahomatoday.com. talk to y'all again next week, Oklahomies. Bye.